My new book, Facts That Aren't True, is out now. Don't forget about my other book, Rational Answers to Stupid Questions.
If you have, so do you have scientific evidence of that?
I do. So, I am actually...
Are you a scientist?
I'm currently doing my PhD in theoretical physics. And if you look at the DESE model that was published 2.5 weeks ago, Lambda CDM is almost certainly a false theory. We found, for example, net rotation in galaxy clusters and whatnot. You can Google DESE. Their article is published out probably about 2 weeks ago. And most scientists prefer the inflation model over Big Bang anyways. So, yeah.
I have literally no idea what you're talking about, but I know a mathematical physicist, and I'm going to see if they're available to come up and talk about this, because I have no idea what the hell a DESE model is or anything like that. So I'm not just going to sit here and be like, nuh-uh, but...
Yeah. And like I said, that there's currently active debate on what model likely exists, right? And what the implications for that are.
There are fringe theories, but the overwhelming number of cosmologists and physicists accept the current, whatever it's called, the CMB Lambda 4 or something, Big Bang model.
Lambda CDM, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, Lambda CDM, especially in the past several months with recent observations, is being heavily critiqued. And yeah, there's...
Okay, for example, what?
So, for example, the DESE study that I mentioned. The DESE is like the DESI, is the... Well, you can Google it yourself. It's a very large, reputable study.
Can you tell me about it?
Yeah. So, it is like part of the large scale survey. One of the early assumptions is that the early universe was supposed to be purely homogeneous with no preferred direction. And what we're finding is that the early universe did have some preferred direction.
Are you talking about the axis of evil?
No, I'm talking about one of the main pieces of evidence was that rotation of galaxies seem to have a preferred direction.
Oh, I don't. Okay, well, that's we can talk about that in a second. But I want to go back to this thing about a uniform black body or whatever. Do you just disagree that the cosmic microwave background radiation, do you disagree that the fluctuations in temperature are only about 1 in 1/10,000th of a degree?
No, the CMD.
CMB.
Sorry, yes. Has fairly homogeneous.
Fairly? The discrepancies between the highest and lowest temperature are within, like, it's the most perfect black body radiation thing that's ever been observed.
Okay, well I think you're getting a bit semantic over specific words here, but yeah, it's a.
What am I being semantic about?
It's a very homogeneous.
The most homogeneous we've ever seen.
On a macroscopic event, sure, maybe.
What does that mean? The difference between the greatest and lowest temperature variant in it is something like 1/10,000th of a degree. It's the most perfect black body radiation we've ever observed.
Sorry, I don't understand your point here.
And you're getting a PhD in physics?
Yeah. So sorry. What's your point here?
You are criticizing the Big Bang model because it posits this extreme uniform nature at the beginning that everything expanded from. The CMB perfectly matches that.
Yes, but there, I'm not disagreeing that the CMB exists and that we can observe it and it has those properties. I'm just saying that there are alternative theories which do not originate in the hot Big Bang. And even just like the, you know.
But it sounded like earlier you were applying that we don't actually see evidence of a perfect uniform origin or a nearly perfect uniform origin. So you do agree that we do see evidence of a nearly perfect uniform origin.
What I'm saying is that there are some aspects of what our current observation have that suggest that the early universe was highly homogeneous with no preferred direction, but more recent observations suggest that there was some preferred direction.
Okay. So we're going to go backwards a little bit and then immediately jump to where we're currently at. Do you disagree that the universe is expanding?
Because
it pretty much sounds like you just said we have evidence of it.
So, I mean, we have evidence of a constant redshift. Whether or not and how that is interpreted may or may not be expansion.
I really, you can say yes, no, or I don't know. Do you agree that we live in an expanding universe?
I personally do not believe that we live in an expanding universe.
Okay. So this, and I want to talk about galaxy spin here in a little bit. The problem is there's a lot going on here.
That is a simplification. Like I fully admit that according to standard GR and otherwise, that what we observe is matching an expanding universe. I just believe that our current fundamental physics is there's a lacking in that foundation, and that some of the models that I personally just think are maybe more convincing
now this is ChatGPT because I've never heard of DESI before. So I asked it, does the DESI model disprove the Big Bang? No, dark energy spectroscopic instrumentation or instrument, whatever, that does not disprove the Big Bang. In fact, it supports and refines it. DESI is a powerful instrument designed to map the large-scale structure of the universe by measuring the redshifts of millions of galaxies. Its main goal is to understand dark energy, the mysterious force accelerating the universe's expansion. It has provided some of the most precise measurements ever of the universe's expansion history, including detailed maps going back billions of years. It found that the universe is expanding slightly slower than some models predicted, based on early data, like the cosmic microwave background from the Planck satellite. So I don't understand invoking DESI as if to say the Big Bang is not true when DESI, all it does is confirm expanding universe ideas.
So one of the early hypotheses of the Big Bang was that we had a constant pressure source of the lambda pressure source, it was not supposed to decay. And so now we're looking at it and saying, oh, now there's this decay. And this is kind of like a fundamental problem in most sciences, is that when your model has an error, it's very easy to say, oh, let's just update this model with some correction term. And what I'm saying is that's not necessarily the best way of going forward. If you look at particle physics, for instance, particle physics, when they make some prediction, almost certainly and almost always that prediction ends up proving true. Whereas in cosmology and astrophysics, more often than not, what we're finding is, yes, the vast majority of the theory is highly predictive, GR is highly predictive, but in certain areas such as dark energy, dark matter, and black holes, our current theories do not suit that. And so if you're trying to
I don't know what you mean by they don't suit it. GR, the physics breaks down with black holes, but the only reason we even ever thought that black holes existed was because GR told us that they would exist. And then we found them. And underlying physics may be able to tell us what the hell's going on beyond the event horizon, or maybe it's fundamentally unknowable for some reason, but that doesn't disprove or diminish, I think, in any way the established science of GR in any more way than GR didn't disprove or supersede or replace classical mechanics, even though classical mechanics couldn't do things like describe Mercury's orbit. It's still phenomenally accurate and successful at all kinds of other things. But anyways, I said we were going to go back to this. Yeah, galaxies have a preferred...
I think you kind of just like went on some tangent rant and try to like insert something.
Well, luckily I know that I didn't, so I'm not interested in listening to whatever that point was going to be. Okay, what is this thing about galaxies having a preferred spin? There's no orientation in the universe, so I'm not sure what you mean by that.
If you're not willing to be cordial, then I guess we'll just be done here. I mean, like
The principle of charity was broken by you saying that I went on some tangential, irrelevant rant when I know that that's not what I did.
No, I simply said was that you inferred that I said something that I did not. But that's
which
fine.
Was what?
You have a great day. Bye.
Yeah. That was not a PhD student.